Don't lose hope today. Please don't lose hope. There is hope through Jesus Christ. You are loved and you are pursued by Him. This is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And I'm so excited to thank my friend Hope Harris for being a Patreon sponsor. I know it's a sacrifice for her to be a part of this. She was one of my initial guests on the ReStory show way back when I had that show. And she also was a guest, one of my speakers at the ReStory conference. And so Hope, thank you so much for sponsoring the Pray Every Day show. And Hope just went to patreon.com/prayeveryday and supported it monthly. And so thank you so much. If this is something that has blessed you, you can do that as well. And there are different levels. At $5, you get a painting every month from me. At $10, you get your name on a brick that goes on every post. So 365 days of advertising. And then at the $20 level, you get a secret podcast only for those people. So, and I tell all the stuff. So if you want that, go ahead, head on over to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Today, we're reading through the Sermon on the Mount. This is our last day on the Sermon on the Mount. So I'm sad because I've really enjoyed it. But this is in Matthew 7, verses 28 and 29 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. It says this: "When Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as their scribes." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, we're so grateful that you had authority. We're so grateful that your teaching was amazing. And Lord, I pray that even in the next couple weeks, we would have some time, that you would give us a pocket of time to read through one of the Gospels and just watch you and be amazed at you and fall in love with you and see the way that you pursued the heart of so many different kinds of people. You pursued the heart of the Pharisee. You pursued the heart of the woman who was caught in adultery. You pursued the heart of all of your disciples. You pursued the heart of Mary of Bethany, who sat at your feet in a position that was for a rabbi, a disciple of a rabbi. And you didn't push her away. You didn't say, well, that's only for rabbinical students. You welcomed her and praised her. And as I watch you throughout all of the Gospels and how you loved people, the woman at the well, the woman with the issue of blood, it's just so amazing to me to think about not only your authority, which this verse talks about, but your love, and that you were no respecter of persons. And I just pray that would translate to us today, that we would be like you in this world, that we wouldn't care if someone was a drug addict or someone who was the president of a company. We would treat them the same. Soon we're going to be praying through the book of James, and this idea of favoritism is very much in that book. And Lord, forgive us for treating celebrities or people with more money or people with more stature or people with more elevation in the church as more important than those who are downtrodden and having a hard time or unemployed or however it may be. Lord Jesus, I love that you had this beautiful empathy for people, because you were walking the same dusty streets as we were. You had experienced the same kind of heartache. You had experienced betrayal and people who walked away from you. Constantly people would follow you and then they would be fickle and walk away. You know what it's like to have friendships go sour. You know what it's like to be alienated from your family. You know what it's like to be forsaken by your father, which is so, so hard. And I cannot imagine the agony of that. So Lord, we also want to be amazed at your teaching. Help your words to sink deeply into our hearts this week and this day, that we could remember back on this Sermon on the Mount and remember your paradoxical kingdom, that the poor are actually rich, the weak are actually strong, those who struggle are actually the ones that struggle toward you, and that's actually a good place to be, because when we have everything together, Jesus, we don't need you at all. But when we have nothing together and we feel broken and lost and alone, that is when we reach toward you. You will set our feet on a rock and make our footsteps firm. And when we cry out to you, you will lift us from the miry clay from Psalm 40. I'm so thankful for that, Jesus. I pray today would be a day we live in gratitude for you. not only for what you've taught, but what you gave as an example in your word. And teach us too, to just be like that in the world, to love you, to love others, to walk with empathy toward others, and to be that irresistible believer, one who loves you so much that we can't help but shine you everywhere we go. And again, Jesus, it's not for us. It's not for our glory. It's not so people think, oh, she's so cool or he's so awesome. No, we do this because we want to honor you with our lives. We're so grateful for what you've done that we want to follow you closely. And when we follow you closely, you rub off on us. And your nature comes through the Holy Spirit in our hearts and pours out toward other people. So show us somebody today that needs to know that they're loved by you, and help us to know how to love them well. I pray all this in your loving name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I'm so excited. It's World Wednesday. And today I have a special treat. Sophie DeMuth, who happens to be my daughter, we'll be praying the Lord's Prayer in French. And so I'm just proud of her for her ability to speak French as well as my other kids, because we lived in France. And also, if you are interested in and you speak another language other than English and you would like to say the Lord's Prayer in that language, you can go to marydemuth.com and click on the little microphone, and you can record the Lord's Prayer in that language, and we will put it on a World Wednesday. So yeah, all you need to do is say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'll be praying in whichever language, and then start praying in that language for the Lord's Prayer. So without further ado, here is Sophie DeMuth with the Lord's Prayer in French.
Notre Père qui est aux cieux, que ton nom soit sanctifié. Que ton règne vienne, que ta volonté soit faite sur la terre comme au ciel. Donne-nous aujourd'hui notre pain de ce jour. Pardonne-nous nos offenses, comme nous pardonnons aussi à ceux qui nous ont offensés. Et nous ne nous soumets pas à la tentation, mais délivre-nous du mal. Car c'est à toi qui appartiennent le règne, la puissance et la gloire au siècle des siècles. Amen.